sibonge ijahilidala o Chris Gande ngokusethulela indaba ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Lichona njani makhaya, siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 20 ngolwezi 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Makambozi wari bezwa baba vakaenda nyakweni kasara ini kuti mai. Yo, vari kuacta. Makambozvinzwa.
Selakela kuzwa kuba loba ubaba ethe waphuma elizweni kuti wamina. Ngisale ngibambe isikhundla sakhe. Lakela kuzwa khona lokho.
Unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uqhubeka elandula imbiko ethi engaba efuna ukuba ngumongameli welizwe.
Iproblem yangikhothi ukuthi i-registration yakhona is too expensive because they are saying ukuthi abantu babhadala ama-$300. So siza asisteka yesu ukuthi for the first time kusayizukubuya lapha and then yesumede.
Abaphila legcikwane le-HIV bakhala ngokuqonga kwenhlawulo yokungena emhlanganweni we-International Conference on AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomcoli wezokholo uMonica Ndlovu oyethule idlalade lakhe elilengoma ezilitshumi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela kulo msakazo. Unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uqhubeke elandula imbiko ethi engaba efuna ukuba ngumongameli. Uthi galasifiso ngoba kuvele kulabakhokeli abafana lomsekeli kamongameli omnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Yena amchaze njengomgane wemuli yakomgabe njalo engumuntu amhloniphayo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Yimbongileyo uZulu esamukela umkamongameli endaweni yamabhizimusi yemathaga eMberengwa esigabeni seMidlands. Unkosikazi Mgabe ukhumbuze abantu bemathaga kanye lenkokheli yeZANU PF ukuba ingaziyengi kulabo abafuna izikhundla zaphezulu becabanga ukuba kuzaba lenguquko emhlanganweni ozakwenzelwa eVictoria Falls Work Conference ngoba ungasi wokuqhuba ukhetho lokudinga inkokheli. Wengeza ethi usebenzela abasekeli bakamongameli sikhathi sonke ngoba kumele enze njalo njengomkhokheli wohlangothi lwabesifazane lweZANU PF hathi lokho okucatshangwa ngabanye ukuba ufuna ukuba ngumongameli.
Makambozi wari bezwa baba vakaenda nyakweni kasara ini kuti mai ndo vari kuacta. Makambozvinzwa.
Selakela kuzwa kuba loba ubaba ethe waphuma elizweni kuti wamina ngisale ngibambe isikhundla sakhe. Lakela kuzwa khona lokho. Angaze kuthiwa ugulile umgabe. Ngingeke ngasala ngibusa ngoba iconstitution isisekelo sombuso akukho lokho. Wembe phansi umkamongameli ukuba akayi kulibusa leli lizwe umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai okhokhela ibandla le-MDCT njengoba umkakhe umongameli Robert Mugabe kunguye kuphela owakhethwa nguNkulunkulu ukuba abusele eZimbabwe.
Tingapiwe masanctions akatirwadza munonyatsozviziva kuti inimi vakanga vachisapotana Morgan Tsvangirai.
Singakabekelwa ama-sanctions asizwise ubuhlungu obungaka. Liyazi kamhlophe ukuba watholiswa imali uMorgan Tsvangirai ukuba ilizwe libekelwe lezo zijeziso. Wazibona esephezu komhlaba wonke ethi zizokhutshwa kuphela nxa yena esebusa. Pho uzongena naye esikhundleni evunyelwa ngubani? Uthuke owake waba yisikhulumeli sebandla leZANU PF umnumzana Lugare Gumbo odabuka esigabeni seMidlands lapha akade khona embeka umlando ukuba ngumthengisi ethi wahlamukela ibandla njalo engumthengisi njengalokho ayevele kwenza kusukela ngesikhathi kulwiwa impi yenkululeko ilizwe lingakatholi uzibuse. Bezebo babili lamhla ukuzangena lomhlangano abasekeli bakamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa lophelekezela Mphoko.
Umphoko onguye owethule unkosikazi Mgabe emhlanganweni lo uqale ngenkulumo yakhe yokuxwayisa abasebandleni lakhe abalenketha yabechabi ukuthi bachiyane lakho.
Sezwana bantu bakithi. Yekelani izinto ezingelangqondo. This country was fought for by amaZimbabwe tina lam na wonke lali lonke lakona. So leave that thing yokuthi lo umvitori, lo umkaranga, lo umzezuru, lo umle. Leave that thing. This country was liberated by Zapu and Zani. Sezwana.
Wethukile uZulu kancinyane lapho omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli uMnangagwa ephosise kancinyane ekwenzeni islogani ethi Phasine za sorry Phasine MDC. Umkamongameli wenze asejwayele ukukwenza sikhathi sonke nxa ethe wethekelela izigaba emihlanganweni yakhe ayiqhubayo elizweni ukwabela uZulu wemathaga impahla ebalisa amatraktha, ukudla, isepa yokuwatsha, amafutha okuphekisa, irayisi lezigqoko ezindala. Uphethe inkulumo yakhe unkosikazi Mgabe ngokucula ingoma yokholo eyahlatshelwa ngumhlabeleli ogama lakhe nguTexua Zamancube leqembu leWorship Addicts. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Ukuhlaziya amazwi kankosikazi Grace Mgabe sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo.
Amazwi la akhulunywa ngu-Dr. Grace Mgabe ngathi ebekhangelelekile ngenxa yezizathu ezimbili. Isizathu sakuqala ukuthi sokule pressure ngathi ingcindezi enkulu ukuthi adazulule ubudlelwane bakhe lo Emmerson Mnangagwa ngenxa yokuthi sokukholelwa ukuthi ababili lawa babanga isikhulu. Ngakho besekudinge ukuthi esikhathini esithile aphawule ngalowo budlelwane engafihliyo, engatshayi nje efihla umphini, abe open. Okwesibili, sizakhumbula ukuthi namuhla bekungokwakugazi ngathi ngokwakuqala kumbe bekuyena u-Emmerson Mnangagwa naye ubekhona emhlanganweni ngokuzwa kwami. Lokhu lakho kungabe
bekungokwesibili.
Besungokwesibili. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kuyaba nzima ukuthi amhlasele uma ekhona. Uma engekho kuba lula ukuthi akhulume egudlisa iguma, ekhuluma ngecele ifashion lapho. Into ezimbili ukuthi njengoba ubekhona bekufanele ukuthi batshengise ukuthi izana uphethu izibandla elibambeneyo. Kodwa bese sibona ukuthi izinto ezenziwa nguGrace ngathi zingaphezu kwamandla akaMnangagwa. Sikhangele njengokwenza ukuthiwa lokhu ukuthi imihlangano kaGrace lokhu broadcastwa live kumsakazo we-ZBC. Asikaze sibone imisebenzi or imibuthano kaMnangagwa kusenziwa lokhu.
Kungaba yikho na Nkomo ukuphela kokungezwani kumbukulwisana phakathi kwecele likaMnangagwa lelikankosikazi Mgabe lokhu kumbe ikutshaya nje inja efihla umphini unkosikazi Mgabe njengokutsho kwakho?
Esingakuphawula ukuthi angithi le yirali emphakathini. Abantu abaningi bebevele bekukhangela ukuthi kambe uzathini. Ungakuthi amazwi akhe abehambisana lokade ukukhangelelwe ngabantu ukuthi sokufanele aphawule ngoMnangagwa. Sizakhumbula ukuthi ezikhathini eziningi izinto ezikhulunywa emphakathini yizinto zokuzithandanisa noZulu.
Umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxelaye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
abaphila legciwane elibangela umkhuhlane wengculaza ele-HIV bakhala ngemali okumele bayihlawule ukuze benelise ukungena emhlanganweni omkhulu okuhlaziya lo mkhuhlane owe-International Conference on AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases oza kwenziwa ngeviki ezayo eHarare besithi inhlawulo le iphezulu kakhulu. Ingcitshi kulo mkhuhlane odokotela inkokheli yamazwe kanye labalwela amalungelo abaphila legciwane bakhangelelwe ukuphatheka kulo mhlangano. Umuntu ngamunye ukhangelelwe ukukhokha $300 kwele Melika i-$300. Inhlanganiso zona zimele zihlawule $500, $500. Olwela ilungelo labaphila legciwane umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi abaphila legciwane abanengi bayafuna ukuya kulo mhlangano kodwa udubo imali edingakalayo.
Ngibona ngani ile interest yokuthi sibe khona ngani sizwe ukuthi uhambe hawufa. Kanti last time basireportela bese-America ngapho ukuthi kulomuntu asebemelaphi loyedwa ukuthi it was not appetizing ukuthi basitele ngomuntu oyedwa. But kathesi si-expect ukuthi size ukuthi i-progress asebeyenzile ama-scientist besenza ama-research nokuthi kuhamba njani le ndaba nje zokulwa ne-stigma.
Njengoba-ke lo mhlangano wenziwa eZimbabwe ubona ungani kuzaphathisa njani ilizwe?
Well, Zimbabwe izaphathiseka kakhulu ngoba angithi kanti abantu lakusenzakala kithi lapha nathi kuyasiphathisa though i-problem yangikhothi ukuthi i-registration yangkhona is too expensive because they are saying ukuthi abantu babhadala ama-$300. So siza-assisteka ukuthi for the first time sisayide ukubuya lapha emveni esincedisa even ku-tourism I think kuzabaphathisa but thina most interested ikakhulu ekutheni kuyini okwenzakalayo sebehambe hawufa sebeyitholile yini i-vaccine because mina I believe ukuthi i-vaccine le siyatholakala but other people nje they are thinking of just making money they don't even think they are doing research. So we need to know ukuthi vele what is happening.
Okutsho ukuthi ama-300 lawa watshoyo awe-registration uyabuzikhiphela ungumuntu kumbe ngawe enhlanganiso?
Uyakuzikhiphela liyinhlanganiso uzikhiphela ungumuntu ungadecide wena ukuthi uhambe uya wena nguwo kumele ukhiphe za 300. I think njengoba usazi ukuthi i-situation yethu eZimbabwe ngapha economically akukami kuhle imali zinzima ukutholakala so sokuyadeprive a lot of people okumele babe khona ngathi ngoba ngingakhangela inye inhlanganiso like i-UPS they are taking this u-finance director ukuthi ahambe khona ngale living abantu abayibo abadila labantu abaphila lo mkhuhlane wamagcikwane lawa especially abantu be-OI.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ngolwela ilungelo labaphila legciwane le-HIV ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Izifundi zemakolishini zibuthene eHarare emhlanganweni wokuhluza ukusebenza komanyano we-African Union zinikana amacebo okuthuthukiswa kwabesifazana ezwekazi le-Afrika. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Lo mhlangano obuthanisa abamele ama-university boards wonke weZimbabwe usungule ngolwesithathu ekolitshini le-Women's University in Africa eHarare phansi kwesihloko esithi 2015 the year of women's empowerment and development towards Africa's agenda 2063. Unkosikazi Faith Velemu omela inhlanganiso emela ele-Tanzania ku-Model Summit ye-African Union uthi njengabesifazana babona lo mhlangano uqakatheke kakhulu.
Abasifazana vele kade singabonwa njengabantu singakwanisa ukuthi sibe lezinto iziphathisa ukuthi sibe sihambe lati emabhanga sisiyathatha imali ukuthi sikwanise ukuzithuthukisa thina.
UBriski Ncube ofunde ekolitshini leLupane State University uthi bakhuthaza inkokheli ukuba ziqinise imisebenzi yentuthuko ngoba ingaphathisa ukuthuthukisa abesifazana ngokwehlisa ubuyanga kuzwekazi le-Afrika.
abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi njengama-Africans somele ukuthi lokona sisuke emkhubeni kakhulu emkhubeni yesintu encindezela abantu besifazane njengoba imithi sithi yona Women's Empowerment and Development. Ofika kona mina siphakamisa isithuthukiso mama ukuze sibe lempumelelo, that is development e-Africa.
Umnumzana Ntando Wenkosi Sikhosana ofunda ekolitshini leSolus University uthi abesilisa sokumele befunde ukuhlephulelana amandla abesifazane.
Dingakala yambona yikubana sithi sabelane umbuso labo mama thina njengabo baba ukwenzela ukuthi basiphathise kungqubela phambili nje yonke ye-Afrika.
Abesifazane e-Afrika babhekana le ndubo ezigoqela ukusetshenziswa njengezigqili njalo betshiwa phandle lapho kuhlelwa inhlelo zentuthuko. Abatsha abangene kulomhlangano bathi lokhu kugcina kusenza ukuba besetshenziswe emisebenzini yokuthengisa imizimba. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations iveze izinqumo zayo zokulwela ukulinganiswa kwamathuba abesifazane labesilisa as a protocol on elimination of all forms of discrimination against women, SIDO. Njalo inhlanganiso ye-African Union eminyakeni esanda kwedlula yathatha amanyathelo okuthuthukisa abesifazana yabeka abesifazana abahlanu labesilisa abahlanu njengamakhomishina abo. Okwamanje i-African Union Commission ikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi uNkosazana Dlamini Zuma. Unkosikazi Marie Angelique Savane ekhokhela isigaba se-peer review mechanism. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingu-Mark Peter Ntambe.
KuStudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela amazwi kaNkosikazi Grace Mgabe emihlanganweni ayenza endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Kulabantu abayisishiya kalombili asebekhululwe ebantwini abathunjwe bavalelwa ehoteleni esigodlweni semali iBamako. Amadoda amane ekade ehlomile ebizela amazwi esiMuslim abikwa ethumbe lihotela labantu ekade bekuyo kanye lezisebenzi. Abangaba ngamakhulu phose amabili 170 kwafa abalichumi. Umcuphi wakwele Israel uJonathan Pollard ukhululwe ejele leMelika lamhlanje ngemva kokupika okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu. Ukukhululwa kukaPollard wagwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele okwempilo yakhe yonke. Kubikwa kwamukelwe ngenjabulo inhloko kahulumende yakwele Israel, umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu. Abantu abafika ikhulu lamachumi ayisikhombisa 170 ekade bethunjwe ngamalwecatsha ehoteleni kwele mali. Acatshangelwa ukuthi alandela iqembu lalabo ababizwa ngokuthi Al-Qaeda sebekhululwe livuyo lebutho lomanyano weMelika elemali iFrance lenhlanganiso ye-United Nations. Amalwecatsha la angene ehoteleni ye-Radisson Blue Hotel ejabulelwa kakhulu izethekeli zakwamanye amazwe. Esebenzisa imoda ebhalwe inombolo ezinjengezabameli bezigodlo zamanye amazwe emali. Badubule abantu abathathu abagoqela isizalwane sakwele France okulilizwe elisanda kuhlaselwa ngamalwecatsha aweqembu le-Islamic State. Amalwecatsha amabili abikwa esebulewe ngamasotsha ehoteleni le. Intathelisindaba ye-VOA esemali ibika ukuthi akulabantu abathi basekela amalwecatsha lam. Umeli weZimbabwe kwele Senegal njalo okhangelane lokwenzakala eMali unkosikazi Trudy Stevenson uthi kwethusa okwenziwe ngamalwe cacha lam. Siphinde saxhuma umnumzana Denzel Dube osebenzela ehoteleni osebenzela ihotela le Radisson. Otshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi zonke izisebenzi zithithibele ngokwenzakale namuhla.
Yebo, abuDube, igroup yethu ngempela uqinisile. Okwamanje uyazi ukuthi ihotela A1 ingaba affected, kusho ukuthi abantu mabesithi befuna ukubhukha emahotela ethu bazothi mhlawumbe i-security ayiko very tight. I-security tight, but it's one of those things. Ziyenzakala, ziyatholakala.
Akula abantu beZimbabwe abangabe bebanjiwe khona bani?
Bangabe bekhona babuDube, lokho kungatholakala. Abantu baseZimbabwe bagcwele umhlaba wonke. Akula lapho ngabaswela khona. Sigcwele umhlaba wonke ngendaba yokuhlupheka ekhaya. Uyazi nawe isimo sasekhaya ukuthi sinjani.
Nxa usebenze ehoteleni, liyafundiswa ukuthi nxa sokunje kumele lenzeni.
Ye, ngempela lokho liqiniso babuDube, siyafundiswa emahotela. Bahlala besi-trainer zonke izikhathi ukuthi ma kunesi isimo esinjalo kufanele senzeni. Ma uthe wavelelwa isimo esinjalo kufanele ungadadazeli. Ukwenzela ukuthi ungethusi abantu abaningi kufanele ulandele imithetho oyabo uyifundisiwe. Njengasemahotela esikhathini esiningi abantu baphiwa ama-panic button ukuthi bavele isimo esinje kufanele upresse leya i-button ukwenzela ukuthi uthole uncedo.
Ye, so-ke okwamanje-ke ubona zani kuzaphetha ngani? Bathini khonapho nxa likhuluma labo abakhona ngale emali?
Okwamanje bengingakezwa lutho ngokuthi kuzothiwani ngoba kunento abathi i-statement ngesilungu besingakakhitshwa ukuze saze nathi ukuthi kuhamba kanjani.
So lonke nje lime madlodlongwane nje aliboni lokuthi kuya ngaphi?
Ngempela siyethuke kakhulu okwamanje ngoba ngike ngabona nabasebenzi sebema madlodlongwane okungathi abasazi ukuthi kanti kuzoyenzakala lapha eSouth Africa or kuzokwenzakala ngaphandle kuphela.
Ye, singathi-ke ihotela lana ilabantu abangaki Dube abasebenza khona?
Eqinisweni angazi ukuthi inani labantu abasebenza lapho lingakhi ngoba esikhathini esiningi amahotela ase-West Africa anabantu abaningi kakhulu. Uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe bayandlula ne-200.
Lo ngumnumzana Denzel Dube osebenzela ihotela ye-Radisson Blue Hotel wabekhuluma le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomculi wezokholo uMonica Ndlovu. Intoka lintokazi yethule inhlikizane yedlalade elithiwa Mount Calvary. UBenedict Nhlapho uvula lolu daba ngehubo likaMonica labanye bakhe eliphothululwe okomcaba wamasi ezankefu.
Nangumaphimbo amnandi entokazi sakhulayo uMonica Ndlovu ehamba lonkosinomusa Ngwenya ndawonye loMalvin Mlilo kulendlalade labo elitsha elihlaba umxhwele bathi Mount Calvary entabeni yeCalvary. UMonica uthi ngemva kweminyaka emithathu iqembu lakhe libunjiwe babonga umveli ngqangi ngezimanga asebenzele zona.
Ngibingelela abalalele emakhaya, ngibingelele nabaphathi bohlelo bonke kuStudio 7. I would like to thank God so much because nguye osinikeze this opportunity and this talent esinayo. Isolo iqale ngo-2012 but ngaya estudio ye record it was 2013. It's doing very well kakhulu, ngiyabonga kakhulu nabantu bayamukelile emakhaya. I'm not complaining about it. Konke kuhamba kahle.
Zethula mazwaqatha zonke zolichumi ingoma eziqukethwe ile dlalade. Kukhona uthula moya wami, kube lo ongenzele khona, ngizokudumisa layo ethi Mount Calvary. Somusa Ngwenya ucula i-alto kuleli qembu uthi indlikizane yedlaladeleli iphume ngemva kokusebenza gadalala.
Siba lama practices. Maybe nge day sizinikeza about 3 hours, 4 hours practicing so that lokho esizokuphefoma kuzophuma kahle. We want to change people's life. Singaculi kuphela kuphelele lapho. Kodwa sicule bayizwisise ibaguqule ingqondo zabo.
Bathi ke nxa sebenza into yabo abatsha laba kube sengathi kakuseyibo sekungumoya. Jaha elisakhulayo uMelvin Mlilo ohwatsha ithena yasemandulo utuzibona esesemazweni kungekudala.
Hayi le thena vele isiphinga engasiphiwa uNkulunkulu, so I can't say ukuthi ngikuthatha lana eGoli ngoba vele bengicula even sesengumntwana mina ngiqala ukucula nje 13 years isegazini lento. My wish is to be a singer international and siza abantu bekwazi ukuthi bezwe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu through music.
Kakuthandabuzekike ukuthi ngaleli zinga asebekilo bengaka lapho abazakhula khona laba baculi kuza kuwa indonga zeJericho. Melistudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Mhlapo.
Siyabonga Nhlapho ngohlelo Woza Friday. Ubelo Monica Ndlovu ohlabela i-gospel. Sikhangele imbiko elisithumela yona ke linaba laleli. Siqale ngomlaleli othi siyalibingelela abazakazi ngokusipha indaba ezenzakala ekhaya. Kodwa kulimpela viki kasizwanga ukuthi imidlalo yenguqu iqhutshwe njani. Ukansila Willard Moyo osedonsa yena uthi ukusipopha lokusihlukuluza kumbe ukusichaya ukusincitsha ukudla ngeke usimise ukulwela umbuso okhululekileyo. Thina siza kufa lo Tswangirai. Omunye njalo uthi ngiyalibingelela lonke abasakazi beStudio 7, ngibingelela abalaleli. Liqhubeke ngomsebenzi, mina ngingomunye wabasakhulayo. Igama lami ngunkosi khona Moyo, ngise Plumtree Brunaberg. Qhubekani lisilobela incwadi zenu bathandekayo. Okwanje kwanele olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo. Salani ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Olebelwa busuku obuhle.